Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 7, Thursday, 2019, Day 66. Today's topic: are you able to detect your sin, then hate your sin? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray together. Because we need the Holy Spirit to shine on us. We are unable to detect our sin. It's the job of the Holy Spirit. So let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Help me to be able to detect my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 36 verses 1 to 12, Numbers chapter 8 verse 1 to chapter 9 verse 23, Mark chapter 13 verses 14 to 37, Proverbs chapter 10 verses 29 to 30. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is, are you able to detect your sin, then hate your sin? All time today, I have been thinking of Psalm 36, verse 2. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much. Wow. It means the wicked people always uplift themselves, always uplift the me too much. It is a kind of narcissism. And the result is, number one, unable to detect their sin. Actually, I have been thinking of this word detect all day long. I think of the detecting the mind on a minefield. I think of detecting the cancer cell through MRI, etc. But usually when we can detect that, most probably it's too late. Are you able to detect your sin? Number two, unable to hate their sin. The problem of wicked people is that even they are able to detect their sin, know that there is a mind, know that there are cancer cells, but they are not willing to hate those things which can take their lives. They are not willing to confess their sin, to repent, to take out their sin, to change their lifestyle, and then sooner or later, they become the wicked people the Bible describes. Sad. Are you a wicked person according to this definition? How do you know that you are not a wicked person? Very simple. Just like today's passage in the Numbers, Moses and the Israelites were able to receive God's instruction and commands, and they just did that. Execute. In Numbers chapter 9, verse 8, Moses did not understand what he should do. Then he asked God. He told the Israelites, wait a moment, let me ask God first, and then I can give you the answer of what you should do. Then God told Moses what he needed to tell the Israelites, And then they did that. It is this kind of close relationship with God that we are not wicked people, but righteous people. Are you a wicked person or a righteous person? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to shine on us each day, so that we are able to detect our sins and that we are willing to hate our sins, so that we can experience the power of confession, repentance, renewal, and that we can be righteous people to be close to you and can execute your commands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those things blocking you between your relationship with Jesus that you cannot detect your sins? What are those things that even you are able to detect but unwilling to hate your sins that Jesus is not your Lord now? Number two, what is your next step? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.